Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here. This Black Friday, Mars Pharmacy is making wellness simple, and the savings are seriously impressive. It's the perfect time to look after your health from the inside out, starting with 25% off Simproof, the award-winning water-based supplement packed with billions of live and active bacteria to support gut balance, digestion, and immunity. Because a healthy gut really does mean a healthier you. You can also save up to 35% on Zuki's liposomal vitamins, from collagen to vitamin C. They're your daily boost for glowing skin and immune support. And if you're plant-based, there's 25% off Dr. Vegan, bringing clean, effective nutrition with zero compromise. From gut health to glowing skin, Mars has everything you need to feel your best this winter. Shop these Black Friday wellness deals and more in-store or online now at mars.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, increasingly, when you apply for a job, the initial scrutiny of your application isn't made by a human, but by AI. And according to some surveys, many people feel they're being unfairly passed over by our robot overlords. Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? Michelle Murphy is director at Collins McNichols Recruitment Agency. Good afternoon, Michelle.
Hi, good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
When an AI then looks at a job application, what's it looking for?
Well, again, I suppose really it depends on what the AI might be trained to look for, and the use of keywords and different requirements of a job specification that a particular company may need. And I think that's where the sentiment here is that our survey across 2,500 respondents, 75% of those respondees felt strongly about the fact that AI could be unfairly screening them out of an application, whether that's through experience they've had or just their general perception of it, that's very much out there. But I think it certainly is a message to the employers of the country that our workforce are thinking that way, and we really do need to be on top of it.
Yeah, and so when you say that the AI is searching for keywords, give us an example of keywords.
Well, again, when you're searching using AI or any of the automation tools, companies may have particular specifications for a job, be it engineering or science or finance, that they're looking for, particular systems they've used or experience they've gained. And obviously, if a person has that hasn't highlighted that on their CV or may not have put that in any particular method on their CV, then they're not going to be screened into the application process. And then AI tools can be used for scoring applications across different, as I said, different requirements and different disciplines. And that's where the highest ranking scores will be the people that would be shortlisted or the candidates shortlisted to move forward in a process. And then hopefully the process will become more human then at that stage, where there'll be an interview in person, ideally. And that certainly is the sentiment from our survey, that people want companies to have the human touch in the process. And that's very, very important.
Does the AI actually understand what's written in the application? Because if you apply for a job to be, I don't know, when you need familiarity with certain computer programs, you could say, I hate the following computer programs. But the AI goes, oh, there's the keywords, right, you're in.
Yes, well, that could be, again, it's about the training of the data that you use. And obviously, if historical data is incorrect, and that's where the EU AI Act has come into play, where there's growing regulatory and ethical scrutiny as to how AI is used in these areas. And it certainly is a very new area, as we all appreciate, but the continuous monitoring of those keywords and different algorithms that are being used when selecting and screening candidates in a particular system should be monitored and validated on a continuous basis.
Yeah. But I imagine a lot of these companies are just buying these systems off the shelf.
Yeah, they are systems that are available, but you do have to understand how to use them and, as I said, how to train them in the longer use of them. Because if you continue to use them the same way, it's going to continue to give you the same results. So that's why you need to be very much on top of maintaining that validation of it. And as I said, you know, the need to maintain that human oversight is the need to maintain that from right through the process. So from the screening, from the scoring, from the interview, all of that needs to be monitored to ensure companies are getting the best talent possible for their vacancies.
Yeah. So is anyone doing that? Are there people in companies looking at all the applications, I mean humans, and going, how come this person didn't get in? They're qualified up the wazoo. Why did the AI reject them? Does that kind of thing go on, as far as you know?
It should. Yeah, it should be validated, as I've said.
Hang on, Michelle. You said it should. We should have a housing crisis. We should all be millionaires.
Absolutely,
But it's not happening. That's what you're saying.
The best practice is what I'm saying, Sean, is that people should do it. You know, again, AI and automation has come in such a pace, and it has certainly has its uses and efficiencies in tracking applications and, you know, reminders and interview scheduling and all of that. But, you know, if you are using it, then to really go into scrutinizing applications for certain requirements, then you need to ensure that it is, and you trial it, and you keep refining that search to ensure that you're going to get that mix of candidates across different demographics, race, gender, and all of the above. So that's really, really important.
Yeah.
So again, I think it's an area we have to be cognizant of. And that's certainly from the survey, is that people are aware of it. So if people are questioning this, well, then companies need to be answering if there's questions about it. Companies need to be able to stand over their process. And that's really, really important. And that's where the EU Act has come into play. And the whole idea of having AI policies in place is recommended and highly recommended to companies.
Yeah. And even if people get past the AI stage, the people, in your experience, the people who interview them in companies, do they know what they're doing?
As far as interviewing.
Yeah, because it's probably, there's going to be your line manager, but they don't know how to conduct an interview of this sort properly. And they're just going to go, do I like them? I do. Come on. Would I go for a pint with them? You know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Look at humans are going to have bias, and that's innate. That's the way of the world. But there is certainly interview training that you can provide. And actually, would you believe it is a service we do provide ourselves through our People Consulting division, is proper interview training to look at the whole area of bias and non-bias, and understanding that everybody then in an organization has the same level of interviewing skills, which is very, very important. Because as you said rightly, everybody has a different way to judge somebody when they meet them and when they talk with them. And as you said, can I work with them? Can I relate with them? But if everybody goes through the same interview process in an organization, then there's a consistency in the process. And that's really, really important as well. So, you know, when you think about the challenges of an employer in this day and age in finding that talent, there's so many different layers to this that they have to get right. But again, finding that right talent that you're going to have for your organization to move you and grow your organization on is very, very important.
If people know that they're applying for jobs in companies and that AI is going to look at the application, does that encourage people to use AI to formulate that application?
And it does happen, absolutely. And you look at ChatGPT and all of those wonderful tools have become very easy to use and very accessible. And candidates certainly are going to be, or the workforce or candidates out there are going to be applying for jobs and using ChatGPT and that to look at their CV and give them formats and wording and all that. So would you believe companies are actually now looking at tools that screen and review CVs to see was there AI used in formatting and gathering the information on the CV. So similar to universities use it for dissertations and theses and that, for plagiarism, there's certainly tools out there that will look across the use of AI in CVs and applications too. So the whole world of AI, Sean, is changing at such a rate that it is very difficult to keep up to it. But, you know, you really have to try and understand your own process within an organization, what's important to you for what you're looking for in the skill set, and how you're going to actually manage that process as ethically as possible, as, you know, to your organization, and understanding, you know, what's fair and that you have trust from the workforce out there, that they're going to be reviewed and screened accordingly.
Yeah. Do companies use AI to write job descriptions?
They do. Absolutely. And, you know, again, companies can certainly use AI in that regard to maybe a job description that they may have used for years. They may decide to use AI to review it and maybe bring it up to speed and change certain words or certain sentences and paragraphs and that. So it does. It certainly has its uses. You know, ultimately, you have to validate it. And as an organization, if you are hiring across a number of different departments, just to ensure that your job specifications are true to the organisation, because you know, the public are going to be reviewing the job specs, and it has to speak to them and to the workforce. So if you have, it's important that you validate them.
If you have, like, a company puts out a job description that's written by AI, then people apply for that job using AI. Then the company uses AI to make sure that the AI, that the application isn't written by AI. And then it says, no, that wasn't written by AI. Now I'll pass it over to the other AI that assesses whether the application is any good or not. So the whole, I mean, but from womb to tomb, the whole process seems to be increasingly taken over
by
computer algorithms.
Absolute can be, and automation and all of that, as I said, they serve their purpose. They can be become, humans can become highly reliant on them. And this is where we're coming back to say, please don't do that. Do not lose that human touch. And would you believe, across all the generations who responded to our survey, they all made it very clear that the human touch is so important to the process, the communication piece, and obviously responses. If somebody's unsuccessful in a process, please don't send that through an automated response mechanism. At least pick up the phone and have a chat with the candidate to let them know, or the person that who's applied, that they have been unsuccessful.
Yeah, there's a
so
lot of
the human touch is very important.
A lot of people here, though, I see a lot of texts from people saying that they're using AI to write applications, it seems to be pretty widespread. Given the kind of the mission creep there, Michelle, that perhaps the entire recruitment process could be taken over by AI. You run a recruitment agency. Are you worried about your job?
Not worried about our job. I do believe the human touch is so important in the process. And, you know, when you look at our particular organization, we're the mediator between the employer and the future employee. So, you know, we have to ensure that we're representing both. And if we can't talk and meet their candidates to really understand their motivation to apply for a job and then present them to the employer in the best regard with all of that information, you know, AI is not going to pick that up. It's sitting down, having a chat with the candidate and with the workforce, understanding their needs, and then vice versa with the employer, understanding their needs. I don't think the human touch is ever going to leave the process, to be honest.
Michelle, thanks.
I think there might be lots of thoughts and discussion around it, but ultimately, I still believe, and a report tells you that the human touch is very much needed in the process.
We all need a good human
touch.
Michelle, thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Michelle Murphy, director at Collins McNichols Recruitment Agency.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.